But what's a dictionary for? Excerpts. Bergen Evans. The storm of abuse in the popular press that greeted the appearance of Webster's third New International Dictionary is a curious phenomenon. Never has a scholarly work of this stature been attacked with such unbridled fury and contempt. An article in The Atlantic viewed it as a disappointment, a shock, a calamity, a scandal, and a disaster. The New York Times, in a special editorial, felt that the work would accelerate the deterioration of the language and sternly accused the editors of betraying the public trust. The Journal of the American Bar Association saw the publication as deplorable, a flagrant example of lexicographic irresponsibility, a serious blow to the cause of good English. Life called it a non-word deluge, monstrous, abominable, and a cause for dismay. They doubted that Lincoln could have modelled his Gettysburg Address on it, a concept of how things get written that throws very little light on Lincoln, but a great deal on life. Where lies all this sound and fury? Is it the claim of the G&C Merriam Company, probably the world's greatest dictionary maker, that the preparation of the work cost $3.5 million, that it required the efforts of 300 scholars over a period of 27 years, working on the largest collection of citations ever assembled in any language? Is all this a fraud, a hoax?